2007, just a few years after the Marotak invasion. L.A. was destroyed, turned to rubble. However, like an angel, the city rose once more, becoming the City of Angels. The streets have become packed with gang war and supervillain-on-supervillain violence following the murder of the previous superhero group, the Rebels. Will the new kids on the block, the Guardian Angels, be able to reclaim the streets, or will they die trying? Mutants and Masterminds. City of Angels.
YOLO.
Yolt.
Unless you're in a video game.
YOLO quarters.
Yolfinity.
Yoli.
Yoli. Yeah, Yoli.
You only live infinitely.
Well, technically not, because the number of times you die could actually effectively surpass your lifetime. So it's not really Yoli.
It's
you only live
YOLA.
Until
you only live a lot.
YOLA.
But remember, a lot is two words, so it's YOLO.
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 All right.
Or YOLO.
Where
yeah.
we had last left you, evil, heartless, scum-sucking heroes.
So, where's Amanda?
What?
You're the person who keeps murdering people.
I didn't murder anybody this time.
The fact that you have to qualify that with this time says a lot, Amanda.
You guys had...
He hasn't been convicted of murder.
I was never convicted, therefore I didn't murder anyone.
He still feels severely guilty about...
And you still murdered people.
About them. Some of them.
You guys had managed to defeat two supervillain groups that had gotten together.
We drove one off.
You drove one off. It kind of broke apart because the personalities in there didn't mesh terribly well. The other ones you actually hammered into the dirt.
Thank you, Patriot, and Brick, and Jessica.
The Conglomerate of Destruction made their play in order to attempt to crush you guys and defeat you. Unfortunately, they didn't do nearly as well as your personal supervillains who were kicking your ass.
They just need to fight us in a giant nuclear reactor, okay?
Why haven't they recruited our villains yet?
Because our personal supervillains look at them and say, "You're smucks.
You don't know me."
Or the Conglomerate Destruction looks at them and says, "No." Like, why would they hire Lisa?
Yeah.
She's pretty much got one aim, and it doesn't get in line with anything they really care about.
Yeah.
I want to get my ex-boyfriend back!
Okay, you want to knock over a bank?
Does it help me get my boyfriend back?
Sure. You need money to buy him stuff, I guess?
Okay!
We're done.
Poor homewrecker. Or Professor Voltaic.
I want to power the world with infinite energy. And how are you going to do this? By kidnapping an electric controller. Well, we can help you get clean energy by knocking over a bank.
Just use Livewire. We don't like him anymore.
You failed us. Speaking of Livewire, he divulged some of the defenses on the fantastic Titan moon base.
Yes, it has a bunch of
spaceships, a moon, an
orbital. Does Saturn have a moon named Titan too?
No, just Jupiter.
Okay. Because NASA says the moon on Saturn by the name of Titan, and I was confused by that, and I'm like,
"You're right. No, it is Saturn. You're right."
So are they firing from Saturn now?
Yes.
Is that farther than Jupiter? Yes, it is. That makes sense, actually. That would, because we were constantly saying it fires through the asteroid belt, so
yeah.
And Jupiter's inside the asteroid belt.
No, it's
belt.
Not.
No, it's not? Okay.
Only Mars. Mars, any path.
Anything past Mars.
Mars. Yes, it is on Saturn. I think I said Saturn the other times. I just don't care.
No, I thought one of the moons was Titan.
No.
But maybe I was thinking Io.
Yeah.
Anywho, you guys learned about some of their ridiculous defenses that Destruction, who apparently is pretty goddamn chill on his freaking moon base with giant lasers that are accurate enough to shoot a small little pea across, you know, the galaxy.
With only a 300-foot
drift.
Drift.
Which probably is more like the planet rotated while he shot. The planet rotated slightly while he was shooting.
What is the DC to hit that?
Lots.
You have to have a lot of assists. People with
but that's why they have the giant bases.
No, that's what the what you do is it, you just buy really long increased range. Okay.
And he still didn't technically hit.
He used a line.
You're right. That means we got a reflex save.
Yeah, the boat got a reflex save.
It's like, oh, I'll hit it. It'll hit it eventually.
And you guys had moderately kind of not really done anything useful against Dragon. Because more important things popped up. You knocked over his...
We got his accountant.
No. Jacob followed his accountant.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah. Now we have to go get the accountant.
I told Andre, Dragon has done his job very well. He has made himself seem completely non-threatening compared to everyone else.
Well, it's because every time we get a lead on him, it always ends up being a giant moon base or... You know, an invasion of Earth, or...
He's doing his job well, and we are so bummed.
He has
we
never control.
But we never get a tip when it's like, we've been sitting around for a month.
Or precognition. Something really bad's gonna happen, let's do it now. The angels will think that's
you notice he
worse.
Hides out until stuff like that happens. Almost like he's planning it!
So Mr. Dragon's just behind everything. He's the head of the...
He's the head of the light. Yes. I mean, the council, what did you call it?
We don't have a name.
The council?
The council, yeah.
Okay. For the psychics.
Third eye.
Third eye.
Come in.
We will be watching.
We've decided to upgrade the XCOM project because this game did far better than we thought it would. It's making a lot of money, so we're going to start selling expansion packs.
Can I get some actual more plot-based expansion packs?
This game didn't have much of a plot other than stop aliens from invading. You don't need anything more than that.
But the... Okay.
We'll be watching.
More stuff. Have more stuff.
But mechs that punch robots.
The more stuff you add, the less... This is making the game harder.
No. Giant mechs with two people piloting them together. Well, their brains are connected.
Next expansion pack for XCOM, Pacific Rim. They set up a base in the Pacific. So we're recreating, in fact, Terror from the Deep. Ha ha! Losers.
Now, remember, if you ever feel bad about yourself, just remember, you never tried to build a wall around the Pacific Ocean that did nothing.
Yeah.
And then tried to back out.
Anyway.
Spent trillions of dollars.
On a giant wall, and you could have made better
robots.
So robot.
At this point, you can really target the conglomerate destruction, which the Compact is building their moon base, or their assault carrier.
Yes! Moon base! Yes!
Or you can try and turn your attention to Dragon while you guys actually have a moment to breathe.
That one.
Can we just have the moment to breathe?
Nope.
Unfortunately, no.
We kind of need to handle Mr. Dragon now, because think about how much time he's had to prepare for our inevitable assault.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal!
It's not really a betrayal, dude.
And who knew that content those were important transfers you were making?
We need to study the footage and figure out when he came. Exactly to get dropped off at that certain spot. What the driver looked like, so he can look like the driver. And then we need to ambush that driver when it shows up. And remove him from his vehicle.
Okay.
I guess we don't even have to figure out what he looks like. We just need to ambush him and take him out to the alley.
Well, we kind of need to figure out what he looks like to make sure we don't ambush the wrong guy.
That's true. So guy in the
It wouldn't be the first time we've done something like that.
Pick up his kid from ballet.
Man, that sounds brutally beaten to death in alley. Family morgue.
Thanks, Accelerator.
You murdered yet another innocent person.
He just walks up to the conglomerate destruction. I'm evil, you have to take me. No.
How many people have you killed? 4. Get out of here in double digits.
Yeah, dude. Were they at least important? No? Mm-hmm. I don't care.
He actually killed a lot of the guys in the mechs of Dr. Impossible.
Technically, if we count moves, most of us are murderers.
Oh. Yes, if you count all the Edwards he killed.
That's true. You've killed millions.
All right, so...
Thousands.
At this point, you guys are effectively going to go kidnap the accountant.
Yes.
Well, first you're actually going to jump the driver and then kidnap the accountant.
Yeah.
Yes. And nullify him in his seat.
What?
He can... That was part of the plan.
Yeah, no, in case he has
nullified.
I was trying to say it dramatically.
You mean I sit there and just radiate EMP waves
at
him? Yes. I was like, nullify him? He doesn't have powers.
That we know of.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
No, he's going to.
I don't know that.
You're right. Your character doesn't know that. Ryan should be perfectly aware that this is likely. He's likely going to have powers.
You should mutate the ability to detect mutants.
I'll get right on that.
Ignore.
I'm sorry, the council's taking a day off today. I can't submit new power proposals.
Time to sell sectoid corpses. When I first played, I didn't realize I could use the gray market, and so by the time I found the gray market, I had like 138 sectoid corpses. I'm like, here you go.
Granted, they sell for like 3 credits a piece or something like that.
It was
like
still just funny imagining sitting there with shovels.
Okay, here's a question for you. Do you ever actually build the once-use aim mods you do?
Yes. Usually only on Iron Man mode.
Because you really need to take those ships out.
Because your ship can die and there's nothing you can do about it. So I get the little mod. Anyway, so... Where do you want to jump the driver? You guys know that he does make several stops into Chinatown, and you guys know that the accountant who goes by the name of Yi Zhong Ong, he actually lives, he carpools with his neighbor to a inconspicuous spot, and then is picked up by the Triad.
Mm-hmm. That's where we want to be. We want to be the people to pick him up.
Yes.
So where are you wanting to jump his driver?
Well,
we need to follow the driver.
I guess to stop prior to that.
I mean, so you now want to start stalking the driver.
We kind of have to if we want to know where he is besides that one stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now do you want to do it or do you want Jacob to do it? Your professional kidnapper.
I think we should have the professional kidnapper do it.
Yes. Kind of agree.
Want the professional
adult
kidnapper to do the kidnapping?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
Is that an option?
I'm just stating the very obvious resources at your disposal.
I just, you know, if you didn't
somebody
want to be
somebody who professionally kidnaps people, who's been on your employment for some time.
Yes, okay. Yes, we will have our professional kidnapper kidnap the accountant.
And then we'll wait in the alley for him.
Okay, so you're in fact going to have Jacob kidnap Mr. Ong.
Yes?
I'm sure he'll be great.
Unless
I just want to know what you're doing.
What
unless they're objective.
Do it. No, okay. There's no objections at all. It's what he does for a living. Just don't harpoon him through the chest. I don't think he'll survive.
Here's a Nerf one.
It's a non-lethal.
Yeah, real non-lethal.
I miss most of the organs.
Now here's my other request. Don't strap C4 to his chest.
And no shooting them in the head.
They're taking away my fun.
They're good at that.
We need to question him.
So okay.
He needs to be able to speak and breathe.
Alright, well, I'll take care of him as soon as he leaves Chinatown, because Johnny Viper's there, and Johnny Viper and I don't have a good history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he kick your ass the last time
you... He didn't kick my ass.
He punted it. Into orbit.
You're right. I don't recall him kicking your ass at all. I don't know what I was thinking.
Anywho.
So you guys sit back on...
We're like, we had this elaborate plan. We're getting... We're like...
Wait a minute.
We can just make him do it. No, do it.
He's good at it.
Bring him back. Blindfolded. Strap him to his hair in a dark room.
I do like... My thought process was... Ryan's... he needs to be able to talk and breathe. There's a lot of things Jacob could do to him that still meets those two conditions.
Well, he doesn't need to walk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or use his arms.
Well, I'm not good, so...
What?
I don't have doing good as my motivation.
So at this point, you guys are kind of kicking back, watching TV, I suppose, yeah. Waiting for... professional kidnapper to do his thing.
That's how Johnny's still brain dead.
I'm with Johnny.
Mm-hmm. As his brain got scrambled.
Dr. Wong is doing his best to fix that. As well as figure out how to remove our loved ones from temporal
stasis
pods.
Yep.
He's busy.
He's always busy.
Yeah.
It's a hospital in L.A. Right. So, you three are sitting at the base. You're sitting at the hospital. After about an hour, you...
Is this our Angel's phone? Angels.
Where the hell do you want him?
Where do we want him? The base?
Let's take him somewhere less obvious.
A warehouse.
Boy.
13.
That's not been done before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it works. Do you have any recommendations, Jacob?
Plenty.
You're allowed to make them.
I'm not getting paid to make them.
What? Let's get creative, guys. Come on.
Okay, the ice cream shop.
No. Outback. The freezer of the ice cream. Just do a water. It doesn't matter. Warehouse.
Let's go deep underground. That way any electronics he has won't be able to reach the surface.
You guys know you have a good underground spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we use it?
Well, it's not mine.
Okay.
I know about it. I'm surprised you guys don't.
I know of plenty
where
of...
Where is it?
What? What is it?
You guys don't do a lot of spelunking, do you?
I did once, and I dropped 3 miles into a giant city.
Twice, actually. We went into Turnkey's base.
Oh, yeah, Turnkey's base.
And there was also the time we found the Marotak ship underground.
That was Turnkey's base.
Did you know there's, like, alien...
It was...
Robot
people? We went through the wall...
Okay, we can discuss that later. Okay, so cool. Where are we spelunking?
I'm going to have to get to a computer, and I'm going to need to upload coordinates to Guardian.
Okay. I guess we'll wait for your signal.
All right.
Everyone suit up.
Okay.
You actually have a
roll out!
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Autobots, roll out!
Autobots, rock out!
We are so metal.
Yes, you are.
Within about 30 minutes, you get a little...
Did you really put all this in here?
It's dial-up.
Mr. H is really...
Effectively, what... It's leading you down a series of tunnels, which you guys have never really been down.
Is it in the subway station?
It's deeper than the subways.
Oh, cool. Okay. Let's go spelunking, then.
You guys head on down to the subway section, which you have to go through, and then it tells you to turn right into a wall.
The wall
like
actually
Harry
there.
Potter?
The wall is actually there.
Wait, I can do this Harry Potter style. He just runs through it.
There's, in fact, a passage just beyond it. You can see that there's a security pad on this side of the wall. The walls themselves are perfectly smooth, as is the floor.
Huh. I poke the security pad.
Beep, beep.
3-1.
It's
obviously 3-1.
I do a technology.
So you're actually pulling it apart and then
oh.
exposing the wires.
No.
That's what it's... Well, you're hot wiring.
Okay, right? Yeah, I'll hot wire it. 18.
The door goes... like, in here.
I guess the red wire wasn't it.
Can I actually see the pad from where I'm sitting?
No, unfortunately not. You just see him panicking on the other side of the 1-inch gap.
Oops!
Guardian, well, can you get this open?
I don't know how to fix it!
22 to force the door open enough for us to get
it. You have enough within your strength passages to go...
Nullify the pad.
But the alarm still...
No.
It's you. It's like a frog.
What are you doing?
He's pretty resilient. He's not wanting to let go.
Yeah.
It's actually, you guys see a tunnel, which matches up with the little heads-up display that you have, heading deeper down into the bowels of L.A.
I guess I'll forward to Jacob. So, are these tunnels, hallways, occupied?
Well, yeah, sure, my friend lives down here.
Okay.
Well, yeah, friend. Yeah, friend. Yeah, I could use that word.
Right, so setting off this alarm, could be a problem.
Yeah. No. Oh, that was you guys?
Yeah.
Put it down. That was them. Why didn't you knock? So rude.
You didn't tell us to knock!
Well, we're here. Let's go.
Well, we closed the door, I guess.
Yes.
After a moment or two, I need you guys to give me a reflex saving throw.
Oh, poop.
Sorry. Dodge.
27.
25. Should have kept the
other ones.
17.
10.
You two are kind of, you know, walking along ahead of those two. Actually,
I got 25.
27.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those two. You guys just see the earth go and grab them into the ground.
Oh.
Them two?
Mm-hmm. No, those two.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mercenary?
You don't get reception down here.
Dad?
The only one whose communications work is...
Because she actually spent points on it.
Yeah.
Beyond the equipment points.
Yeah. I spent equipment points.
Spent actual points.
Equipment points are actual points?
No, they're not.
They're parts of
a
point.
Alright,
they're parts of a point.
Let's just go down all the way. Maybe they're down below.
I tell you. Okay.
You guys go for about another 30 feet when you see sections of the wall go...
Really?
But of course, it just looks like the solid granite itself is collapsing in and out. There doesn't seem to be a seam.
I think we're dealing with an Earth controller here.
Yeah. Well, I zip on through.
Give me a dodge check.
Could she use her power, since that's what she was trying to do anyway?
No, this is dodge.
That's a... 23.
Alright, you managed to just slip on by. The problem is that as it's going along, it also gets a bit smaller to the point where you're kind of crawling the last little bit. In addition, they're erratic. They're not
perfectly timed.
I see.
So you effectively have to hope and wait for one while another one is coming down on your head.
I see.
So you manage to slip on by into the little passageway.
All right, your turn.
Gee, thanks.
Twenty-six.
You managed to actually roll and dodge through a bit easier than he does.
Because you watched him do it.
Okay, what's next? A shark pit full of laser shards?
Now I'm a lot more, I'm going to be looking before we go further.
Can't we move 30 more feet?
You guys slowly make your way along the halls. Perception check if you're going to look for anything.
9. I upped it 1.
27.
Right now.
Okay. Alec, you kind of notice the floor ahead of you looks a bit weird. He's actually walking slowly looking, and he's about to step in it.
What? What is that?
The floor is awkward.
That's just the best way to describe it. Something looks off to you.
This doesn't look right.
Does the walls look weird, too?
No, not really.
I pick up a... No, but you said perfectly smooth, so there are no loose stones.
There are no loose stones.
You can toss your phone in there.
I pull some change out of my pocket. Try tossing a quarter forward, see if it...
It lands on the ground, but doesn't clatter. It just hits and sticks.
That's interesting.
Well, I go across the walls.
The left is behind,
the walls, the side wall. I run. I go back in. I run across the walls.
Before this trap, there was a secret door.
Half a second. How fast are you running?
Really fast.
Okay.
I probably missed it totally.
What is your speed rank?
Well, judging by how well they notice things.
What's your speed rank?
Oh. 16.
16. All right, go ahead and give me a dodge, or give me a strength check, DC 26, then.
Dodge check?
Strength check.
Oh, you said strength.
You're being grappled.
7.
As you're sitting there running along, effectively, you just do a quick little burst of speed. The floor, you quickly pass by the floor section in, like, a snap, but as you're running along the walls, about 100 feet down is where the wall section started doing it, but... You and 100 feet. What?
Yeah. I'm going 125,000 miles an hour, 100 feet.
You should go. And you just get sucked into the wall. The faster you go, the more effective. Yeah, it is. If you just walk slowly, which is, you know, speed rank 0, there's no DC.
Okay, I hover over the awkward-looking floor section until that's done.
Uh-huh. It only looks like it goes on for about 10 feet, and then...
I land at that point, and I guess I begin walking forward.
You can see a section in the walls, probably about 90 feet after that, where they look weird. You just kind of walk past those, you walk past a section about 100 feet more where the ceiling looks weird. And then this pattern continues for quite some time. As you are slowly sloping deeper and deeper underground.
Just you.
You're so lonely.
I'm lonely.
You encounter another section of crushing walls.
Oh.
12.
Go ahead and give me a toughness check, please.
26.
Okay. You take a boo-boo. As effectively, as you're kind of, you know, rolling out the last minute, it... smashes your pinky.
Ow!
That's a bad boo-boo!
After that, it actually opens up into close to what you'd call a complex. You can see that the current complex has Jacob sitting there without his mask on, sitting next to some other guy. They're facing forward, watching a TV screen. They seem to be holding beer on a couch. And those three are inside some sort of earthen cage, made out of the same gray matter that the rest of the place is made out of.
Well,
I walk up behind Jacob. What's on?
soccer.
Oh.
Reruns.
Your girlfriend's in a cage.
Yeah, you see the accountant sitting in the cage directly next to them.
Are we going to let him out?
I suppose I could. Could you do that? The guy, now that he kind of turns and faces you, you notice he's kind of got this dusty brown hair, but it's definitely, as you guys would call it, cowl hair. You know when you've been hiding underneath your superhero cowl for too long, your hair goes...
Yeah.
You know, he's got a nice kind of square jaw, maybe like he hasn't shaved in a few days. Probably looks like he hasn't showered in a couple.
28 knowledge current events.
Without his mask on, he's a schmo. He's not wearing his costume, he's in a set of whitey tighties.
Oh, okay. I thought he might be wearing his costume with his cowl off, so he's completely gone into
he's in his underwear.
I am a bachelor supervillain, basically, is what he's gone into.
You notice when he scratches, dirt actually falls off of him?
Huh.
Alright, well, you want me to open it up? Yeah, go ahead. The earth and cages go back into the ground as though they were never there.
That was really trippy, by the way.
Made it through.
Babe.
Could you at least tell us what we were walking into?
I knew I forgot something. I just come down here all the time.
Is there a secret door?
Oh, no, he just grabs you. Like an elevator.
Sure. Caged elevator.
Technically, all elevators are cages.
What? I think I'm in trouble. You're in trouble.
Damn it. Do you have an electrical outlet anywhere?
He
points behind the TV.
I stick my finger in it. That's better.
What? I got your accountant!
Is he unconscious?
Good job. Useful.
Is he unconscious?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's unconscious, gagged, blinded, and tied.
Oh, good.
I pat Mercy on the back.
What? Secret layer underneath the city.
I made it through
fine. Might I ask who you are, sir?
Steve.
Steve. Accelerator.
I know.
Okay.
We're kind of a big deal, Accelerator.
I was just trying to see if I'd know who he was, if he stays. Yeah.
Really? The supervillain's gonna tell who he is.
I'm not a supervillain.
Hey, we're in his lair.
I'm a super mercenary. Like him, but far cooler.
What?
Jacob's not really super. I mean, he's awesome, but he doesn't have any superpowers.
He's super skilled.
He's super.
I'm super.
I don't know. Anyone who's harpooned every member of our team is pretty super.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever.
I don't know less than that.
You want another beer, Steve? Yeah.
None of us have been solo heroes.
And you blew up a town.
No, I didn't.
News says otherwise.
News is full of liars.
Are you like a super hardcore conservative who blames everything on liberal media?
No, mostly rumor monger.
That sounds like a liberal media guy.
He's just kind of out to get me.
So the media's out to get you, got it.
Ron isn't out to get me.
Who?
You don't get out much, do you?
I don't like to spend time in L.A. You don't do jobs in your hometown.
True enough.
That's just dumb, because that gets you caught. Again.
Right. Do you have anywhere we can interrogate this man?
Want me to make a room?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's the doorway and a nice blank room beyond it.
Mercenary? Are you any good at...
You can call me Jacob. He knows who I am.
Okay. Jacob, are you any good at interrogations?
Am I allowed to hurt him?
I'd say you can break some bones. Just my side.
What does doing good say in this regard?
usually don't condone torture.
I can't allow you to torture him.
Can he threaten to torture him?
I suppose I could do that.
You're walking a fine line there, Jacob.
Aristoduke could be a good cop.
I don't want to work anywhere near you, Duke. She's a bitch.
Also, Barista Dupe is kind of the opposite of good cop.
She's a bitch.
Well, she could be a bad cop, too.
Bad cop doesn't work. Bad cop, worst cop?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Bad cop, worst cop.
I accidentally tried bad cop, bad cop in that scene in Mass Effect 2. It still worked out, but...
All right. You can't kill me! Look at this, I got a hostage! Bang! Get a hostage I care about. Right, now let's talk. I just love that because he's like...
I do like in Lair of the Shadow Broker when the Spectre takes a hostage, mm-hmm. how the Paragon option is still literally to threaten to actually shoot the hostage until Liara throws a table at her.
It's threatening. You're not doing it. You're just threatening to do it.
Well, I can interrogate him if you want, but this is kind of your guys' thing. I was paid to get him.
How do we feel about our interrogation skills?
Aristoduke's got a good bonus.
Did you knock him out before he saw you?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
The only time I got caught was when I intentionally let myself get caught by you guys. Well,
intentionally?
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah, I got myself caught intentionally.
And then you shot us in the chest with harpoons.
I saw who you were underneath the helmet, so, you know.
Wait, I wasn't here for that fight.
Well, you were regenerating, so I had to keep capping you.
I had nightmares for months, okay?
You had nightmares
of dying.
About everything.
Well, this world sucks.
Yeah, you can always give up the super heroics. It would...
You know, I hear Denver's less freaky.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I went to Denver a few times. It was,
Just don't go anywhere. I guess you could go to Empire City, despite having the name sound like a totalitarian dictatorship. It's actually a decent place.
Is there an Empire City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the champions live.
Yeah. Where did they rebuild it yet?
Oh. Point.
Right. I guess we will
try
and have Barista Dupe interrogate him.
This is going to end poorly.
Yeah, what's her intimidation?
20.
Could you hold a piece of paper for me? As you guys go off to do the interrogations.
Not protesting. No lying!
Just lie!
Wait.
We have to figure out what exactly we want to get out of this guy. We need to hurt his, business.
We need to hurt him in his bank account.
That's Mr. Dragon.
Yeah.
That's what this guy is. Yeah. How are we getting the information out of him?
We want to ask him where it would hurt the most.
Mm-hmm.
That she does raise a valid point. What kind of leverage do we have with this gentleman?
What do you mean leverage?
I can tell you he's not going to buy you killing him.
Yeah, we
or
kind
doing
of,
horrible things to him. I mean,
we kind of have that reputation, don't we?
Except for you. You could probably say you're going to mutilate his family.
with lightning bolts.
You know what's funny?
Precision
my bad
bolts.
My bad reputation would work that way. Unfortunately, it's counteracted by the fact that I'm a do-gooder. So, yeah.
I would do not nice things to your rose garden.
I'd fry all your electronics.
I suppose...
Yeah, I would erase your entire DVR! Chemo means nothing!
Your dupes have your ability to transform.
No.
So they always look the same?
Yes.
Okay, that puts a crinkle in that plan. Because I assume people know and associate Barista Dupe with multiplicity.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
She has been on TV.
The bitchy barista. What kind of leverage do we have here? Sorry, whoever's foot I just hit.
That was me.
Well, we know...
I hit your feet a lot, don't I?
We know he's got a nice family.
I am not threatening harm on his family.
He said I already sent cops over to put them into safe custody.
So...
Basically, we have to convince him...
that it's better to help us than it is to continue helping Mr. Dragon?
Yes.
Well, we need to know what makes him tick in that case.
I suppose we could always just use the whole, well, one way or the other, we are going to clash with Mr. Dragon. Now, that will result in substantial harm to his organization should he win or lose. You really don't want to be there when that happens.
That's true.
Basically, we put it's not in his best interest to stay employed with Mr. Dragon. Even should we fail, the amount of financial damage makes it less likely that Mr. Dragon will be able to...
If he helps us out, he gets... that's cooperating.
He's cooperating, and so we can likely convince the police slash government to allow him into protective custody.
Protective custody, or just lessen the...
Sentence. I mean, technically, all he's really doing... He's aiding a criminal. He's not technically doing...
He's doing all the books.
He'd end up in white-collar prison, as opposed to...
Yeah.
And he definitely wouldn't end up in super prison unless he's got some sort of superpower that we don't know about.
Super accounting. He can do math in points... 0000000.
Unfortunately, that still gets him sent to Korea.
He's just on the top level.
Because our system is dumb like that.
Well, they have gadgeteers and stuff in there, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but super accounting? That's going to hurt so many people.
Super middle management, man.
Speaking of accounting, did you get that?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Just thought I had things come up.
It's cool.
All right. Well, I guess we can try.
Is that...
Well, I suggest we wake him up and just let him do his thing for a long period of time.
So we wait.
Yes, we wait and we assess.
So basically we...
See what he does.
Lock him in a room and sit there and watch him.
Mm-hmm. It's a common procedure.
Cameras or one-way window.
There's a one-way window now, isn't there?
You should make it like a police office. Let me get confused.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask...
You. Kind of stone only.
Earth control?
I can make a table.
Concrete?
In a chair.
It's all good.
Yeah. Can you put, like, shackles?
They're rock shackles.
Neat.
He won't, unless he's super strong, he's not breaking out of those. Yeah.
All right. We toss him in the room, I guess.
And you handcuff him to the table and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, earth control.
Yeah, neat.
Very, very precise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it like any stone?
Yeah. I just like to use the natural stuff because it's more in flow with the feng shui of the area.
Feng shui. Mutations, super science accident.
I don't know.
You just kind of woke up and had them one day?
Or you were born with it.
Maybe.
I've just been doing it since I was 13.
You were born that way?
Okay.
Huh.
Probably a mutant.
You're a human.
Actually, it was a science accident.
Yeah.
Your parents weren't nice.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, his adoptive dad is a douchebag.
Yeah, seriously, if they grew you in a science lab.
No, that's his brother.
My dad, once again, is a jerk.
His dad's worn more glass, right?
Yeah.
God. I only did two jobs for him, and he was a real schmuck.
Mm-hmm. Probably didn't pay you well either, did he?
He's pretty stingy.
I found added benefits.
We'll leave it at that.
You found them, eh?
They were lying there completely unprotected in their truck.
That's what I thought.
You robbing Mortimer Glass?
Did you... So
that gets passed.
Now you just need a dinosaur in your rock lair.
Oh, man, that'd be so good.
I should get a dinosaur. You should get a dinosaur.
Then you can have it in your lair.
I'm going to go get my... I'm going to shower, get my costume, and go steal a dinosaur. Can I come with you? Dude, let's do it. I don't need to come with you to the shower. Yeah, that's...
He did say, let's do it.
Right. Did this conversation become 10 times more awesome or just awkward?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we just watch.
Water down here.
Yeah, I guess we'll give him some water. Natural water. Rock.
He can make water.
Give him a little stone cup of water.
Rock pipes. Whatever he has down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of earthenware.
Really?
It's cheap.
Mr. Ong kind of wakes up after a little bit. Obviously a little battered and bruised, kind of takes a second, blinks a few times. Who's actually in the room with him?
No one.
Okay, then he...
Remember, we're assessing his...
Reactions.
Hello?
See if he's the... Or the... guy.
Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
God, these are heavy.
Oh my head.
It's just a cup. Water in it.
He doesn't. He's, in his mind, it could be poison.
Yeah. We'll probably leave him there for like 10 minutes alone.
This probably seems like a lot longer to him.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. If we had the earth guy here, we could make it, like, rumble. See how we...
Look, if he shits his pants, I am not cleaning that up.
So he's just curious. He doesn't look very scared or anything.
He suddenly looks down at the chair, which is completely bolted to the ground. Looks at the table. Looks at the chains that just beat the ground.
This was very, very planned.
Hello? Anybody?
Poor guy.
I actually feel kind of bad for him.
He's working for a village.
Yeah, but still, he woke up in the middle of a room with no discernible exit, completely alone, chained to a table.
No, there's a
one-way mirror.
And there's a door.
Check his pockets.
Oh man.
Where is this stuff?
In Jacob's pockets?
Yeah, probably. Oh, come on. Is that my... Oh my god, that's my blood.
I've been kidnapped! Not exactly quick on the hook, Dave.
I was kidnapped by Dr. Plato.
Dr. Plato.
Don't let him hear that.
Is Dr. Plato actually a supervillain or super?
I'm exposed to colors.
You thought your color was ever beyond another little gray man.
So is he like a 6-year-old supervillain?
No, he's one of the, he's a supervillain on a kid's TV show.
Alright. Well, hit.
Let's go in.
What, so...
Basically, I was just getting knowledge, psychology, and criminology on the guy.
Okay, go ahead
so
and
we get a feel of how we should approach him. It's 24.
Based on what you're getting, Jessica, mm-hmm. he's pretty much a normal guy. And he doesn't look like he's going to be much of a, you know, the stoic... never tell you anything type.
Okay, I'm just making sure what we got in front of us.
He seems like not much of a criminal, really.
He's a white collar criminal.
He's a white collar criminal. He does accounting for a bad guy. It doesn't look like this guy's not a killer. You don't even think he's a thief.
He was just asked. All right.
As far as you know, he may in fact actually pay taxes on all the illegal crimes.
It's quite possible he doesn't even isn't even aware that he's doing transactions on illegal money.
Well, he does get a shady pickup thing, and then goes around town to all of the like places that Dr. Dragon,
Mr. Dragon,
or yeah,
just call it Dragon.
Yeah.
Monster Dragon!
Drop your balls! Kid penis.
Yes.
That's a Dragon Ball.
Yeah. No, and there's Dragon Ball Z too.
Mm. Yeah, Gohan.
Gohan
runs around naked a few times.
Yeah.
Just like his father.
I get a 17 on knowledge psychology.
It looks like he's probably panicking at this point.
God.
You can guess that his first part was probably making sure he wasn't dreaming type of thing. Because people have had those dreams where it's like, I'm in prison.
All right.
Not yet.
I don't have those dreams.
Well,
really? All right, so who wants to go in?
I have dreams that I can't.
I guess we should send in Barista Duke.
And well, honestly, by judging by his character, I don't think she's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, you can go in and just in case we Barista Duke's aid is necessary.
Okay.
Or you can wait out here. Guardian, why don't you accompany him? As you are likely the most intimidating figure in our organization. You could always let Mr. H take over.
Oh, dear God.
Just the speaker.
Pray to me.
Who says that again?
Dark Knight.
Batman.
That's right, completely over the top, completely unnecessary Batman.
Yes.
Oh, that's my... Did Arkham Origins freeze up a lot on you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's not my Xbox dying, then.
I had to restart all of Watch.
Yeah. Because
it keeps freezing on me, and I'm just like...
I think it makes the Xbox run. That one. I think it makes the Xbox really hot. Really hot.
Oh, by the way, fuck Deadshot.
Yeah. He didn't get it yet.
Sure. That you do a stealth thing, and he can, like, ricochet the bullet, like, 30 times.
Mm-mm. And he summons more bad guys halfway through the...
Pudding make you feel better.
Maybe. You've got more to work.
One. It's a side quest. It's not a primary.
You may anyway,
you may not.
So, you two walk in. Mm-hmm. Goes, oh my God! I was kidnapped by superheroes.
Well, working for Mr. Dragon.
I was able to prefer the alternative.
Okay, well at least I'll be alive.
We do need information from you, though.
Can I get a lawyer?
You hear outside?
No, you don't, because the walls are solid stone.
Well, I don't know. Did we close the door?
Did you close the door?
I probably would have closed the door because.
Unfortunately, not down here.
That. I could go on screaming how that's a violation of my rights and stuff, but.
And I could tell you all the codes that they belong to. I understand this isn't our normal procedure, and that it has put you in a tough situation. However, we have
just don't let Volt get a hold of me. God,
it's okay. We'll make sure he keeps his distance.
You wave on the wrong side of the one-way glass.
Unless we have to bring him in.
Hey, is the rock guy still here?
No, he's still.
Damn.
At this point, you hear him singing ABBA in the shower.
Jacob, your friend has terrible taste.
You see, Jacob.
I am so telling.
How many beers
have you had? 4 or 5.
So telling, Guardian.
Yes. Why don't you have a few more before you try to steal the dinosaur?
Look, super mercenaries get liquored up and go to steal dinosaurs. Look, that sounds like the start of a great adventure.
Look, accelerated. We've had this conversation before. Don't drink in dinosaur.
I never stole a dinosaur drunk, okay?
I drove a Triceratops drunk. Okay, I'm guessing you're gonna ask me about all the accounts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we need to know exactly what your connection is with Mr. Dragon and the Triad.
I'm his accountant.
We need to know where we can confiscate or shut down or whatever to hurt him the most financially.
Well, he keeps a lot of different books, really. He doesn't keep all of his money in one place. He doesn't rely too much on any one source of revenue.
Doesn't surprise me.
He still has larger ones than others.
Well, yeah, you know, selling weapons to supervillains is one of his big ones. tell, well, at this point he's now getting funds from the NUSSR to smuggle weapons and stuff into the United States, so when they apparently invade the West Coast, you know.
Yes, we heard this before.
Okay, the place that has a lot of his books and whatnot, and probably the biggest source is a laptop in the basement of the Loy Family Herbal Remedies. One of the places I go. It's a traditional medicine shop run by, well, Father Loy. Old guy. It smells like old guy.
Is he aware of it?
Father Loy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've talked with Father Loy several times. Old triad. Old man triad.
Is he sorry?
I think that his entire family is in on it.
Interesting. Is he cyborg or is he not?
Father Loy?
Yes.
Oh god, he probably has a plastic hip. About the only
thing. I'm making sure that.
Maybe he got LASIK? I don't think he's got anything more than that.
Still doesn't mean he couldn't kick our ass.
How many are in his family?
Father Loy?
Yes. Roughly.
Four. Father Loy, Mother Loy. I think it's Sue and
We don't necessarily need to know the names, but do they work there at the shop?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, and there's an entire triad underground base underneath all that.
Okay.
Trying to determine if Andre sitting there thinking was actually him thinking, or the accountant thinking, or if Andre was just trying to come up with names for characters he hadn't actually named.
I've had this one planned since 3 weeks ago. This was supposed to be Arc 26 Part 2 for Mr. Dragon. I've had this planned for weeks.
Mm-hmm. No, I just legitimately wasn't sure if you'd actually given the names or if you just decided we'd break in and keep moving. Okay, cool.
So his books are there.
Well, a laptop that has his arms dealings on it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not the drug accountant. So I'm just the secret military funding accountant.
So you're the arms. You're the arms accountant.
Yeah, and personnel. I do personnel.
Okay.
I'm not the life insurance or health insurance guy either.
What are his bigger accounts? I mean, I know you said arms. What else?
Those are probably the ones he
can
see.
I don't know. I'm going to guess drugs. I'm going to guess human trafficking. I could guess a lot, but he didn't. I'm just the arms account.
What does personnel entail?
Hiring, firing. Now, I know. Technically, the other accounts are underneath me. It's just I don't interact with them. I just deal with arms, which...
You can show up as him and just be like, you're fired! You're fired! You're fired! You're fired! You're fired!
We do have an accountants meeting on Tuesdays.
Okay. Where's that?
Lucky Dragon Restaurant.
The same place he holds all his meetings.
You know, we're not supposed to talk about anything in too much specific detail just in case any one of us gets captured, you know.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can capture your friends.
Okay, well. I think there's four or five other accountants. They probably know only about their stuff.
Well, that's fine. If we capture all of them, we know about everything.
Sure. That sounds good to me.
And you're like, yeah, please don't hurt me.
Please don't do that again.
Is there someone who actually mans the laptop that if they hear Ruckus above that they would try and wipe the computer?
You know, that's a good question. It's, well-phrased and deserving of an answer.
You do not know an answer.
I'll guess that there is, but by the time I get there, the room is cleaned. You know, no.
So you just go up and check some numbers and leave?
Yeah, I go and crunch some numbers on the laptop, move to the next location, crunch some numbers on that laptop, work for about, you know, 8 or 9 hours, with a little lunch break somewhere in there, a couple smoke breaks, you know.
I'm curious. Right,
like you do.
Did you volunteer for this job? Mm-hmm.
I put in an application for accountant seeking adventurous lifestyle.
Certainly adventurous.
Yeah, it was only after a few months that I learned it was the triad. And, well, he seemed like a nice guy at first. I mean,
I'm assuming there's no backing out.
Well, I thought about it, and then I watched this movie about the triad. I know it's just a movie, but I decided against it. So it's got a great 401k.
Yeah, I can't touch you there.
And it does pay well.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
And it's got decent job security. I mean, as long as not everybody cooks the books for the triad. And a supposedly immortal, you know, old guy.
Well, we're going to be theoretically dismantling all of his accounts.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to, like, look for a new job, then you get out.
I could. Sure, as soon as I get out, okay.
Well, you know, they'll probably grant him some leniency since he did give us information.
Yeah. Well, maybe some people in prison will need some accounting.
You know, they've got the donuts that they divvy out to each other.
Yeah. At this point, you two will see a fairly menacing-looking rock man with, of course, spiked hair coming up like this, gigantic stone shoulders, and a largely craggy, rocked, molten core come out.
You're ready.
Go ahead.
19 current events.
22.
You both recognize him as Molten Core, the super mercenary who specializes in in equipment theft and property destruction.
Well, it's pretty easy to destroy property when you can just have the ground around it break it.
Yeah, and equipment theft by just having the ground around it swallow it.
Yep.
Whereas Jacob is more on the personnel side of it, where he kidnaps people and stuff. So
they probably make an excellent team.
Yeah.
Jacob kidnaps the people who know how to operate the equipment, and he Molten Core steals the equipment.
Right. Let's go. All right.
We ain't catching him.
Nope.
You're in a room.
Oh, are we supposed to catch him?
I don't know. He is a super merc.
He's stealing a dinosaur from the. The mob.
More dinosaurs off the streets, man.
and into this dark, damp cave. Where they belong.
Slowly turning into oil.
Alright, so we clone dinosaurs.
ExxonMobil kidnaps and creates dinosaur farms to create its own oil
sources.
They also, oh my god.
They also kidnap a competent time travel superhero or employ it. So basically, they have some underground caves. They get the dinosaurs, raise them, send them back in time into that hole, and then, so they turn into oil. By the time Exxon gets to where they know the dinosaurs, it's now oil. They just create their own stores
and
of oil.
A dinosaur God, cloning this is a, facility.
This is a sinister idea.
Yeah, they have the dinosaur.
I disapprove. It gives the dinosaur rights.
What rights? They're not people.
Animals.
Also, we're sending them back before animal rights was a thing. We treat them just fine.
Okay.
What happens when they go back in time? It's not our deal.
Where is the location where you have your personnel laptop? Where's that?
That one's my iPad. I heard this really persuasive commercial on TV. I just bought it. I mean, that's what the commercial said, so I just went for it.
Looks like we'll need to talk to Jacob next time we see him.
Yeah.
Hey, we could get Molten Core to take the laptop.
You're not
and
here.
The iPad for us.
Well, they went on a dinosaur hunting adventure.
All right. Well, we can grant you, of course, protective custody so that Troy doesn't try and find you, kill you, or whatnot. And we, your family is also in protection at the moment.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
Yes, because we do not know their exact policies on people who are captured in question.
I knock on the door. It really hurt.
Well, it's also, you're knocking on a stone door in a stone echoey room.
Yeah.
Everything echoes.
Or what?
Oh, well, you should ask and see if he had to go under any mandatory surgical procedures.
Do you have a bomb in your head?
I would say, were you at all required to go into surgery by the Triad?
Now that I mention it, I do think so. They said something about dental records.
Right. We're gonna have to get you checked out. Hold still.
Yeah. Well, just X-ray him right there.
Yeah. I guess I'll do a generic.
You see the gigantic bulb on the side of his head, and one right in the middle of his chest.
Oh.
Hey, we're too far underground.
Yep.
Unless it's a bomb that requires a signal every certain amount of time, and if it doesn't receive it, it blows up.
If it was like that, it would have already gone off. Yeah.
Potentially, depends on the time.
Right. Bolt.
Sup?
We need to nullify two bombs.
Alrighty. Wow.
Two bombs, one bolt.
Hey, we're gonna have to sit here like this until we get you to the hospital.
Yes. You currently have a cranial bomb and a chest bomb implanted inside you.
I'm not actually sure he can understand you.
What are you doing to him?
I'm EMPing him, but there's no real way to tone down the power. Well, okay, I can try toning down the power.
Right.
He's just very
mumbling
right now.
I'll break the stone shackles.
Alright, we're going to the hospital.
Right.
Whee!
Well, first we walk up.
Yeah. We didn't think about this.
Disintegrate.
Because we gotta get him through.
You're slowly chipping away at it because, you know, your beam is aimed for precision, so you're taking
not it. Really.
It's not. She doesn't have
not really.
Well, it's definitely not a wide area burst, so you have to saw through things.
He's gonna have to redo this when he comes back.
Like, that's hard.
I know.
Okay, it's fixed.
Yeah.
You guys spend about 20 minutes clawing through all of it to the point where you guys can get through. You walk past the little suction pads.
Yeah.
Get past those, then go spend another 20 minutes cutting through the next set.
Yeah.
And you guys finally emerge, and Jessica's suit's yelling at her because the battery's low or something.
I don't have batteries anymore! Why are you yelling at me?
So Mr. H is just
Yelling in your ear about low batteries.
I'm dying! I'm like your cell phone! I'm dying! I have 1% left! I'm
Go
dying!
Die! Die in a lonesome corner!
I'm dying! Just letting you know I'm dying! I'm almost dead! I'm almost dead!
Wait, turn you off!
You can recharge me!
And then you can die in peace!
It's right over there.
Okay.
We gotta go up to the subway.
We walk up the subway.
People
sit there taking picture.
Oh, God. No, hey!
You grab all the phones.
I'm busy.
No!
It's my cell phone, dude.
No posting to Facebook.
I can post to Facebook, it's a free country.
Come on, it's not like it can hurt my reputation any more than it already
is.
I'm
not worried about you. I'm worried about him.
Worried about him. It's like, we're not worried about you.
Right. Nullify.
Ah. Oh, my contacts!
Remember this next time we take pictures of superheroes.
In the middle of doing something.
Nullify. Nullify. Nullify.
Oh, come on!
I reach into my pocket and hand him another cell phone.
You want to do this?
Blast the cell phone and walk away.
You've lost cell phone privilege.
Aww. Right, we walk him to the skiff and get him to the hospital.
You guys, outside the skiff, all they can see is like flashing lights as you're going along.
Whee! Flashing lights!
My nullify is not made for subtlety.
That's fine. It's not like people can see into it.
My voice that
it is actually.
You could just do that.
What? No.
His skiff can now talk to people.
You guys arrive and you hand him over to Dr. Kung. He's like,
more cranial bombs to remove.
I'll get right on these.
I apologize for all the work we're giving you, Dr. Kong.
you see Johnny over there. You see the floating temporal tubes just floating above a bed. You see an IV, like, taped to them.
He's trying his hardest.
On the episode, at least this one's a fairly straightforward procedure. Comparatively.
It's just a surgery.
A surgery to the brain and heart in one single surgery.
Do you need me to stay here and continue nullifying him? Okay.
Does he have sunglasses by now?
He's got one.
They put the welders.
Actually, I'm surprised he doesn't have the full-on human revolution.
Yeah.
No, because his budget wasn't stupid.
And sunglasses.
You had sunglasses installed directly onto his face. Yeah.
Why?
It was in the budget. Okay. So he starts undergoing surgery.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This isn't the first time I've seen someone's heart.
Your phone doesn't ring.
Hello?
Angel.
You hear Mr. Dragon on the other end. Ah, hello, angels.
Hello, Dragon? Mr.?
I just wanted to give you a small tip.
Okay. Why? I know how to cook, thank you.
There seems to have been some sort of massive security breach at the prison.
Really?
Yes, you might want to look into that.
You know, I'll call Stonewall while we're just sitting there.
Yeah, call Stonewall.
You know, Dr. Kong?
Ray Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Stonewall. You call Stonewall Jackson. He doesn't answer because he's dead!
He never had his cell phone!
Dr. Kong, I feel like there's some sort of giant diversion going on outside. Do you get that feeling?
Yes.
Also, why don't I get a welder's mask?
You're not the one doing delicate brain and heart surgery.
Mm-hmm. They just have you hooked up to it so you don't run out of power.
Did something happen to happen?
What?
Did something happen, like a security problem recently, right now? Or is going to happen? Are you aware that something's going to happen?
Hold on. What?
Check your security system.
Son of a bitch.
You do not have reincarnation, but someone else does.
What happened?
The power just shut off.
Poop.
Luckily, the backup generators will
explode.
You have multiple of those, right?
Wait. Do a lot of them...
Thanks for the heads up.
We'll be there soon, I guess.
Dang it! Do a lot of the prisoners have physical cages also?
Yes.
Along with it, that won't be able to get out. It's still.
The problem is the nullification. Beams.
Poo.
Do, 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 do.
Get here as soon as you can.
Okay. How much more time?
A surgery takes a while.
I know. He's
sitting there with his robotic arm, looks over at you.
By the way, the EMP shielding on your arm is surprisingly resilient.
I decided with you in mind.
Good to know. Otherwise, the surgery would be pretty much impossible for you, wouldn't it?
And doing surgery on you would also be impossible.
True enough. My arms are falling asleep. So, as I just start directing the... I don't technically have to use my arms to fire my EMP.
Have you seen Surgeon Simulator, Andre? That's what I thought of when you had his arms like with the little saw blade in the... Yeah.
Just break all the ribs, pull out the pancreas, pull out the lungs. It's a kidney replacement. They don't need this. Throw the kidneys in. Success! It literally, you can almost take out all of the important organs. And
as long as they have a little blood left.
Little blood left. And you put the thing that they needed in. It's heart so replacement? Funny. Well, they don't need anything else.
Just take all that other stuff out there.
I love it when you just take a hammer to
them. You gotta break the ribs to get to the kidney.
So, we're gonna have another prison break on the rise. However, since it was Dragon who called us, I'm assuming he has something else planned.
It's likely a diversion so he can get to his laptop.
I still think we can pay Molten Core to take those things.
We could also just have the B team assault Mr. Dragon's... the base where Mr. Dragon keeps his laptop.
Or we could have Mercenary and Molten Core do it.
Do you have that kind of money?
I don't know what Molten Core's prices are, but...
He doesn't have a website.
I know Jacob's already paid.
Yeah, I doubt
Richard, do you have that kind of money? I say out there. I hold my phone
into the air.
Does poor Richard have
that? Yes, I have that available. Yes, I have those funds available.
By the way, I am getting the disconnected from my suit.
Good luck with that.
I quickly dial the mercenary.
Yeah.
You got a job.
Yeah.
You and Molten Core. Pronto, right now.
What?
You're getting paid. What are you doing?
Normal.
Are you?
Nothing.
I'm not
doing nothing.
See if you can talk to Molten Core.
We're not doing anything legal.
Well, you can do something else that's illegal. For money. You like that?
Am I gonna get in trouble again?
No. We're paying you.
You're paying me to do something illegal?
Yeah, we need you guys to steal a laptop.
Oh, that's why you called me. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stealing a laptop?
Yeah. At this place where it's the Loy Medicine Shop.
They have
a basement with a laptop.
Oh my god.
You need to do it now.
Now.
Steve, this just got more awesome. Alright, let's do this!
Is he riding?
Yeah!
Is he riding on top of a
dinosaur? they go ride on a dinosaur.
Oh,
I think I just did something horrible, but.
We can go deal with that again.
Deal with that.
Did he sound drunk to you?
He sounded really drunk.
Are we really sending a drunk guy to rob Mr. Dragon?
Two drunk guys.
Right, I'm sending the B team with them.
Yeah.
At the very least, the B team can provide a distraction while they steal it.
Yeah, the B team needs to watch the city while we're going over to the prison.
True.
God.
Hey, at least he had a friend that we could enlist.
Yeah.
So.
And Mr. Dragon is finally spending a little bit of money on us.
Mm-hmm. Before he loses it all.
What?
We're gonna get all his money. That's what we're doing right now.
We're not... Okay, let me put that. Poor Richard can finally spend a little bit of money on us.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
As our monthly stipend has probably just been sitting there accumulating.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Well, I've set aside a couple $1 million to spend on them.
Million? God, you are lowballing. We got your goddamn satellites.
A couple $1 billion a month set aside for them. And they haven't spent it in...
A few months.
A year.
Except that satellite was a few billion.
Okay, we spent a month worth of...
I don't think he has that many billion per month.
One of the things about Miss working with poor Richard is he specifically told you don't ask any details.
Yep.
We literally could be working... For the atomic brain, or having the atomic brain fund us because he,
wants to fund superheroes.
Because he knows we can't stop him. We can stop the people who might annoy him.
I kind of have an idea who he might be, but.
Cloud?
No.
He doesn't have that much money.
Johnny?
His brain is scrambled.
That's true.
He's over there. I didn't see his mouth move when I was. Okay, let's go to the prison. Bye.
I guess I'll catch up when I can.
Yeah, that's gonna take several hours.
Actually, I just need to be here until he gets the bombs deattached. I need to stay here until the bomb squad arrives.
The bomb squad, yes.
Did we call the bomb squad?
Yes.
Good.
I have them on speed dial nowadays.
You know, that's a good thing, but still... incredibly sad.
Welcome to L.A.
Yeah, I know. If I looked at myself when I first arrived, now I've gone crazy.
Yeah.
I'll contact the B-team and tell them to keep a look, especially for Mr. Dragon.
So at this point, the B-team who we're really contacting is Nikolai...
And Zero.
And Shaolin.
Okay, and Shaolin.
Yeah.
Because we have a hunch that it's the laptop...
But okay. We don't know what that
is. The only thing that would lead to that is if some photo... Yeah. Because we decided to walk out in public for whatever reason with the guy. I'm expecting something else to go on.
You get Nikolai who answers you, and he says he'll go get the other members, because Shaolin's in the fighting simulator again, and Zero's up at Hollywood.
And if he comes after the accountant, you're here to try to stop. And, Mr. Kong. Dr. Kong. How I did it.
So you got a non-combatant, and me alone.
He's a cyborg.
We could.
Yeah, because he totally...
Look at that saw arm! Look at that!
Right, get out of the operating theater, by the way.
We could call in turnkey.
Everybody out!
And I was never in there.
You two out!
I'm not here.
I get out. Yeah, he can watch the door for you if you want him to just stand outside the operating.
Who, turnkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd actually be pretty good at security, probably.
We call turnkey, we get his voicemail.
Like always.
Because Ethan is not here to play turnkey, so we can't do anything with him.
Sad. Ethan, I know you don't listen to this, but you should.
Actually, he does. The City of Angels is one of the only ones he listens to.
Oh, really? That's cool. You should come join us more, Ethan. You're awesome.
All right. Goodbye.
So,
wish us luck.
So the three of you are going to go take on the super prison. Is that correct?
Right. Tell me how this goes. I'm going to go use the restroom.
You three, the two who were... captured by the security force, plus Guardian, are going to be taking on the super prison.
Yeah.
On the other side, if I went, I'd likely have the guard shooting at me as well.
Yeah, true that.
But I don't think any of the contact members are free at the moment.
No, you already used up their free allowances of being used.
I figured.
You try the champions.
You try and get a champion.
It'd take longer for them to get over here than for us to get over there.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if they've been going to the ship recently.
Hey, actually, well, it'd still take a few hours, though.
What?
My ship has autopilot. I can just send her to go pick him up.
It lands beside them, and there's just like a piece of paper taped to the chair. Get in, please! Smiley face.
Boy, boy, that doesn't sound like a trap.
Well, I guess that's what it sounds like. We have no other choice.
Yeah.
Alright, well, let me go ahead and pause for a little bit. And we're back.
The comic book has been retconned.
Well, we just had a better idea.
Yeah, while we were taking a break.
Yeah.
So instead, you guys direct Shaolin and everybody to go take out that using your skiff instead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And we tell Molten Core and Jacob to...
They're already launched.
That's fine. That's fine. They can do that. Because they're going to be better at that than we are anyway.
Isn't that where we're going, though?
No. We're waiting to see what Dragon does.
You guys are going to go try and hit the laptop.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's what we just sent...
Yes. They're going to be there, too.
Oh.
You sent two very drunk super mercenaries to go and try and capture something from a criminal mastermind.
Like you said, they're going to be the distraction.
Yes. Okay. You have two drunk super mercenaries who recently stole dinosaurs. Trying to find a laptop with critical information while not stepping on it.
Very true.
Anywho. So, you guys zip on over to Chinatown and find the Loy family herbal remedies. It doesn't look like your two blockheads have arrived yet.
Am I still at the hospital, or...?
No, he effectively got the bombs taken out fairly quickly, and he's able to put them in a radio-proof area, effectively.
A lead box.
Yeah. So they will not detonate like usual.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
So you guys are outside the family herbal shop.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to sell
the dinosaurs to arrive.
Alright, go right in. I walk in.
Ding ding.
This is a traditional herbal shop. You can see that there are any sort of random knickknacks and others and healing remedies including dried lizard, rhino horn, all those sort of fun things.
It's your fault the black rhino went extinct.
You can see that there's very, very old man who's sitting behind the counter, who
Hello!
Lloyd. Mr. Lloyd.
Yeah. Father Lloyd, please.
Father Lloyd.
Yeah. Why can I get you? You look very cold.
It's called a battle suit.
Oh.
Nonetheless.
And very clammy. Do you want anything to clean out your pores?
No. I would request that you and your family move off the premises at the moment. I have a warrant to investigate this site.
We're within zone code.
You're what?
We're properly zoned.
Can you zone for supervillain bases?
I'm not understanding zoning.
City zoning laws require you to get permits to build particular things in particular places. He's saying he's basically gotten a permit from the city to own and operate a shop at this location.
He's within the lines.
He's crossing. According to him, he's operating within the law right now.
That's fine. We're not here investigating your shop.
Right here. What?
Now, if you please escort yourself and your family outside.
Oh, this is my shop.
Me.
My shop. I'm not going anywhere.
The cat on the counter goes, meow, and glares at you.
What's his meow?
Because it's the Asian cat.
I don't know what the Chinese onomatopoeia for cats are. Mom.
Ow.
Alright. So, that is effectively the small little shop with a,
Is that a back house. Door, or is that...
Yeah, that's effectively back into the, rest of the complex. Okay. We didn't grab miniatures during the break.
No, we didn't.
Let's grab miniatures. So, he's sitting there getting, of course, a bit more adamant with him. Adamant going, hey, this is my shop, I didn't do anything wrong. You're, of course, at this point going, you know, you need to get out of my way and whatnot. When, as he's sitting there screaming, I want you guys to give me perception checks really quick.
Me and Victor are still.
Yes.
Target numbers of 20 to avoid being surprised.
24.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, got it.
I'm hella surprised.
I'm not surprised.
So, you three are not terribly surprised when you see his jaw actually like, kind of like drop a little, and you see a flamethrower start poking out.
What?
At which point you'll notice that his shoulders kind of, you know, start bulking out this way. You can hear the servos twisting as his voice now becomes robotic, says, no, this is mine!
Oh.
So you're like...
Yeah.
You in fact realize that Mr. Loy is a robot.
A robot.
Go ahead and give me a ship check.
Father Loy, Mother Loy.
Oh no, we're going to burn down the shop full of bullshit remedies.
Hey, some of them are actually legit.
Some of them are somewhat legit.
Yeah.
It's 19. The herbs, I will say, are really good. Everything else is bull hockey.
Yeah.
19.
So you both got
19?
Yes.
She goes 19 up because she has a plus 5 initiative.
Right?
44.
46.
All right.
Maybe
Father Loy.
We'll be in a fight without them and we'll go at the top of the round. Jessica.
Father Loy goes on 14 plus...
Infinity.
16. Okay. Then. Father Loy goes on 27. Sue. Grab a load soup. Okay.
Because soup. Because.
Okay. Do, do, do. Boom. And boom.
Do you find predator missions more annoying in Origins than City?
Sue.
Something.
18 plus 16 is 34.
Like the one where all the center. Gargoyles were bombed.
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Goes on 7. Then the street Sammies go
really
on 27.
Easy on
okay.
So far, the.
So, Amanda, you're surprised. Ryan!
Yeah.
He's a robot. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he can spot me. But I walk over there and smack him. It's like a 20, I think. Not even that much.
Yeah, he has a...
I have a... was 16.
So an 18.
Yes.
18?
Yes.
As far as you know, he's completely surprised by you.
All right, well, I go up there and attack him.
Well, give me that attack roll later.
17.
You connect.
Donk.
Donk!
Made of metal.
Smack him in the face. No. Alright. Sue. Zipping up, you guys see a 12-year-old girl, pigtails, big grin on her face. As you can see, her face slowly melts away to reveal the metallic core underneath. So you now have this little girl's body with a completely cybernetic head with pigtails still on it.
Are they cyber pigtails, or are they just attached
hair? They're just pigtails.
That's creepy.
Who's she tagging?
Zipping up and kicking him in the back of the shin. She kicks you in the back of the leg. So that's 12 plus...
She has a plus 9.
She has a plus 10, so 22.
Yes.
All right, so that just hits you. Go ahead and give me a DC 20. She runs up and goes...
It's a 15.
It's a 15?
Yeah.
All right, you, in fact, are bruised. And she runs up and kicks you in the back of the leg and then runs back into the doorway.
Like any self-respecting child does.
All right, then we go to 27. You guys hear this kind of crunching, ripping noise as coming down from the ceiling, you see a little old granny with jets shooting out of her back. She takes her cane, swings at probably you. It's a 14, which won't hit you, so you kind of duck and roll out of the way as this cane comes whizzing past your head. As the, of course, you know, the jets are making her old granny, you know, dress.
I wonder if we could get bonus points for capturing her and giving her to Grandpa Von Vroom.
They're still downstairs and still reacting. 19, Jeff. I had fun designing the entire robotic family.
Now we just need to know what the son does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also don't really know the extent of Grandma or Grandpa's powers.
Father Loy or Mother Loy?
Yes. I guess I'll go ahead and attack Mother Loy, bring her down to the ground.
Okay.
26.
You hit her. She gets a plus 12. So you stagger as you kind of reach up, kind of grab her ankle, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
You pull her down, you can hear as you see this nice clean line, which you didn't see originally, start breaking at the seam. You can see all the wires start kind of popping out. And woo! You actually hear her go, woo, 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 woo. Damage. Damage.
Don't touch that! Keep touching that!
Okay, so she needs to give me a strength check.
Okay. It's a 16. You have her leg grabbed. Alright. Then we go to Alec.
I will zap Father Loy, since Guardian seems to have Mother Loy
in hand.
In hand. Crit.
Well, here's my will save.
It's not a will save.
It's a toughness save.
Oh, it's a toughness save?
I was just zapping him.
Oh, I thought you were... Okay.
I probably should have nullified him, but...
Good, because that would have been dumb. What's the DC?
30.
So that's, he just makes it, but he spent his villain point.
Yay!
So you start to electrocute him, and he holds up the cat on the counter.
So I stop, because I...
He takes a bruise.
That's a 31.
But he crit. Isn't it a minimum?
No.
It just increased the DC by 5.
Never mind.
Crit on your toughness save, even though you can't make it, you just take the less of it. Okay. Least of it.
Jerks blocking with cats.
Yep, you used a cat to deflect you. As anyone should. Alright, he will go ahead and...
flamethrower someone?
Yes, he opens up his mouth, puts down the cat, and shoots out a jet of fire at you. So that is a 18 to hit you, Alec.
I dodge.
So this gout of fire and he brings the cat back up.
Really?
Cat robotic. Meow.
You'll have to look on your turn.
I'm totally kidnapping the cat and giving it to Sheldon.
Okay. Breaking up through the floor, you see approximately a teenaged kid who's wearing a I Hate the World t-shirt. Just breaks out of the floor as though it's absolutely nothing to him, and he will go ahead and attempt, well, throw the nearest one, so.
What do you get?
It's a 3 plus 8 is 11.
Okay, that misses.
I don't think he is.
So he's effectively just kind of,
You need a 14.
That was an 11, so I'm pretty sure you had higher than a 2 parry. How do we go back to the top of the round? Amanda, you're no longer shocked.
Yeah. Currently it's a 4, because I'm grappling. You could hold.
You could beat up you could beat up an emo kid.
You could chase down the little girl.
Or I could beat up the little girl.
You feel like beating up a 12-year-old girl?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Just admit it.
It's not a 12-year-old girl. It's a robot.
It's a 12-year-old girl.
He's going to go into the back room.
All right, you can see that there's a staircase down, staircase heading up, actually, as well.
Just go get the laptop.
Actually, that's what I was
probably going to do. She's over here in the
corner. Which one goes down?
That one. Okay. You run down and encounter the giant metal door. Dag's going to run right through it. And you run right down through it. You can see that this is a... this is obviously a crime facility where they have several guys... for, at this point, all gathering up at the front door, getting ready to attack. A few offices, weapons area, and lots of storage.
I go for an office.
Okay, you run into an office, you encounter a desk with a single laptop on it.
Okay.
Grab it?
Yeah.
Okay. You have the laptop. Right.
I assume you got Gramps there.
Sure. He's got a cat.
I go up and
punch the emo kid.
Kick the boy in the stomach.
Okay. You run up and kick him in the abs.
Oh, actually, that's a crit. Ooh.
Yes.
Is this guy immune to crit? No, he's not. Okay. So that's
31.
He seems a little bit dazed, so you kick into it, and you can't hear him. Stop it! She zips down. She zips over here and tries to punch you. I don't like you!
Yeah.
It's a 15 plus 10 is a 25.
You hit by 5. Okay. She has multi-attack.
Yes, she does.
All right, she needs to give me a DC 18 toughness.
Okay, she had to take the bruise.
25.
Ignore it.
So her hair goes...
Then we go down to 27, which is the mother.
Whose hair do you have, little girl?
Who, at this point, you're starting to disconnect her leg.
She's grabbed.
Yes. You see her take her clothing and rip it off, which of course makes you momentarily go, "Oh God, no!" That's with her teenage son. But you can see in the center of her chest, it's a Barbie doll, nothing more. You can see she's actually got a giant powered motor that's been winding up and actually begins to shoot out a jet in of giant beam of fire from her chest. As it diverts from her rockets into her blast.
Yes.
17 plus 8 is 25, so she actually hits you.
It would hit me normally.
Uh, 27. Alright, you just happen to actually absorb the blast as you kind of are... being knocked back a little bit, but you're dragging her with you, so as you're being pulled, pushed back, you're taking her with you, but you don't take any bruises. Okay. These guys all turn around and run past the other offices that you ran down on the way and come at you with
someone.
Ninja sword!
Ninja sword!
Ninja sword here.
Grenade launcher here.
Come at me with those ninja swords.
Shut up, Alice. Is this really the time?
25?
Yeah.
Okay, then I got two. Give me two DC 21s.
Yeah. Ah! Do I want to spend a hero point?
Yeah. that's 17 plus 7 is 24.
Okay.
So I take boo-boo?
No.
Oh, wait. It's 21. Sorry. And that's a 15.
All right. Then you are, in fact, dazed as he slashes you across the face.
Oh, my... Why the face?
Because they know that's the most effective place to
hit you. Because when they swing at chest level, they're
not. Low blow.
Okay.
All right, so that was their turn. Jessica, and you're dazed.
And dazed. So I can only move.
Slash your face.
You can only move.
Darn.
Cobra, la 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 la.
Cobra.
Those are actually Cobra soldiers.
They're Cobra fanatics. And then two Ra's al Ghuls and a silver samurai.
They have swords.
Well, she didn't move, so I will just simply maintain the grapple with her, and I will attempt. She's not next to me, is she?
Mm-hmm. She was behind me. She forgot to run off.
She doesn't have move high.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And how'd she hit him and run off?
Oversight. Oh, she does have move high.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. She kicked you and then apparently was surprised that she got shocked.
I guess I will attempt to shoot her. So this is probably going to miss. She has like a 30 dodge or something.
Yeah, she's got an impossible dodge. It's a billion. 18. Huh?
18.
18 will miss her. Rolls out of the way and you blow up a dried gecko.
Alright, I will attempt to nullify the old man.
Give me a ranged attack.
24.
Okay. What system would you like to target?
What are my options?
Blast.
I will blast. Nullify his blast?
His blast stops working.
So now he's just an old man with toughness?
And strength, probably.
Probably some strength.
He is a robot.
No, because if he has... Well, okay, then he's got completely natural strength, because otherwise I can nullify the servos enhancing his strength.
It's all mechanical, though.
Yeah, it's just mechanical.
Yeah.
That's the only digital thing he's got is his blast.
All right, well, he can't breathe fire anymore.
That is correct. His turn. He will, in fact, punch you in the face.
He has to drop the cat to do that.
He punches you with the cat.
Really?
Yes.
Douche!
Cat does not take any damage.
It's like Deadpool.
Does a 20 hit you?
That is my parry.
Go ahead and give me a toughness save. As was the cat, because he was being used to... And the cat will be electrocuted by your aura.
Aww.
A dead ninja.
Yeah, I killed a cat.
You should really make it. It's hilarious.
That's
24.
You are bruised as you have this cat shoved into your face who claws you momentarily and then stops moving.
You killed the kitty.
But he did not kill the
deputy.
All right.
Stop trying.
Then we go down to Tom. So he attempted to swipe at Jessica, so he'll try it again.
I do.
So he turns to you and just goes, "Dub it!"
Did I get it?
Yeah.
You're like the sister that I don't have anymore.
You're like my sister.
No, your sister's over here.
And she's
close. Already done a bruise, though. Top of the round, Amanda.
I run out of the office.
You run out of the office?
Okay. And I
I assume the stuff you're holding permeates with you, right?
I equipped it. I have equipped the laptop.
Otherwise, she'd leave behind her costume every time she permeated.
I thought I should have done that originally, but... Okay. Yeah, you zip outside. You've got a laptop.
You should check it to see if it's the laptop we need.
I'm doing that away from these guys. Ah. If I stood, I'm dazed, so...
Could you guys hold on? I'm bleeding on the screen. Could you hold?
Oh, someone got a bullet through the screen.
And I guess I actually go all the way right back.
Okay, Ryan.
I'm gonna punch him. The kid.
Yeah.
The teenager.
Yeah.
Child.
Yeah.
Innocent.
No.
Yeah, you crit.
You punched the little girl in the face?
No, the boy.
A little teenage boy. Okay, so that's a 12 plus... 12 is... Yeah, so he takes a boo. Oh!
He is dazed, too.
I don't like you anymore. That was Brian, 34. Sue is no longer going to kick you because you electrocute her, so she's going to run over here and start kicking him again. She runs over there and yells at her brother that he's stupid. 27. The mother continues firing at you with her chest beam. The 16?
Nope.
Okay. As she kind of tears out a chunk of the wall with the fire beam. They turn back around and run back that way.
Oh, man.
19, Jessica.
That your defenses are halved?
It's under grab, but I remember...
You have improved grab or improved hold?
Yes. I have improved hold and improved grab. I do not have improved grapple. Improved grapple is what allows me to not have my... not be vulnerable.
Okay, mm-hmm. Grapple doesn't exist.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It's... I was trying to remember, was this the Smart Defense System, as since we play so many, they get mixed, that my defenses are not halved versus the person I'm grappling.
That's Pathfinder.
Okay, so then that 16 would have hit.
There is no...
You have improved grab.
Yes.
You are not vulnerable while grabbing.
Yep, there
that
is no...
That was the one-handed thing.
No, that's an improved grab.
Yes, improved grab. You can make grabs with only one arm, leaving the other arm free. You can also maintain a grab while using your other hand to perform actions. You are not vulnerable while grabbing.
Okay. So it's the same thing.
Yeah. It does three things.
I told you that. I'm like, I don't see improved grab.
Improved grab, improved hold, and then fast grab. Which is what allows you to grab when you hit somebody.
Mm-hmm. There's also grappling finesse.
That's dumb for her.
Yeah, no.
You can use your agility, which is like 7 points less.
Dexterity, actually.
What?
Same thing.
Why would you use your dexterity?
Because you could grab with finesse.
With your fingers. Because agility is what they describe as your full body movement. Yeah. And that's your hand-eye coordination. So you're, in fact, just sticking your finger in their nose and grappling them that way.
DC.
For what?
The toughest.
What am I doing?
I don't know. What are you doing? It's your turn.
You have her leg in your hand. You could tear it off and beat her with it.
Well, I have her.
You can use your dexterity bonus rather than your strength bonus to make grab attacks. Yep.
It's your hand-eye coordination, not your personal agility. So you're, in fact, sticking your fingers in their nose and getting them around.
Grabbing them by the ear.
What square is the girl in?
She's, I think, outside.
She's basically in the back room.
Okay, outside of that room.
Yeah, she ran over there and tried to kick him from the doorway.
Okay. Right. I guess I'll just handle one at a time. I'll just do my strength damage.
Okay. That makes sense. There is 17 plus 11 to 20. You're sitting there pulling really hard on it, but she seems to have fortified the area.
Sure.
She has the elasticity of her own cords. Boing. You're trying to rip it off. Alec.
I blast the crap out of Father Lloyd.
He killed the kitten.
He killed cat. The
cat. That he did.
Fifteen
will miss as you are enraged. You are quaking with anger.
You almost said fear.
Fury. Fanger.
Fury.
You can hear the little catty call in the distance.
From the beyond.
What are you talking about? Ghosts don't exist.
At this point, Father Lloyd just kind of laughs at you and chucks the cash register at you, but you duck out of the way. Because that's a 13. Okay, 7. Angsty teen. Well, you're taking care of the mom, but he's the one who keeps bruising, so he'll go ahead and walk over. And when he walks over, he takes his fingers and jams them into your spine as hard as he can. Go ahead and give me a toughness save.
He hit me.
That's a 24.
That's a 3.
That's a 13.
You might want to spend your hero.
You are staggered.
Overtake staggered. It.
As he... and you can hear you. You guys... all of you in the nearby area hero. Talk around a minute.
Just what you needed.
Amanda.
I didn't know this was a chiropractic place, too.
I opened the laptop.
All right. Pastor.
Just start typing really fast.
How many things can I type in?
Because, the laptop was closed. You open it back up and ask for your password.
Well, keep in mind if you try to...
Is that like a technology role?
Sure, start hacking it. Do you happen to read Chinese? I'm going to put a -5 on your technology.
Okay, so I have -1.
Yes.
20, natural 20.
Randomly just,
no, it's just
press
like,
buttons.
Hey, that works!
Oh, shit!
The way I'm going to describe it, rather than make my brain explode, the person who used it previously was dumb enough to put like a little sticky note on it. And then you just...
Oh, that one.
And you just have it. Oh, here I go.
Okay.
Ha-ha, I'm in.
And you still can't read Chinese. You
and
don't.
It's still...
What's nice about laptops though, is you can set them to English.
But of course, being Windows, it's still booting up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. God.
As long as you're not using Vista.
Yeah.
God, okay, Ryan, you're up.
Keep in mind, we got lucky at one thing, Andre. That means the rest of the session's gonna go to shit.
That's staggering.
You realign your back. Then we go to 34, which is Susie. She stamps up and down on the ground several times. Then the mother. So far, the blast isn't doing anything.
She could aim it at the squishier people.
No. She's trying to get the person who's grabbing her off her foot.
Kick her in the face.
She is. She's going to go ahead and kick you with her other foot. And that's a 22 to hit you, so she will actually connect with you. Unfortunately, she made the mistake of aiming for your head. You don't even feel any whiplash anymore.
Well, I've reinforced the neck at this point.
God. Excuse me while all of my, super-powered people get their asses handed to me.
Yeah, right.
Welcome to every fight where you're fighting us normally.
You hear the door to the downstairs open up. Now we go to...
Jessica.
Jessica.
I'll find my straight damage once more.
That's a 15, so she's staggered. She's going to hear her critical system starting to fail.
Wasn't she staggered before?
No. I was staggered.
Now we go to Alec.
19 to hit Father Lloyd?
I think she was staggered.
I don't know.
No, you're right, she was staggered. She She burned her villain point to remove staggered, and then she got staggered again.
Okay.
That's the transaction there that I had forgotten to mention, because that was marked off. 19 will actually miss Father... No, 19 will just hit Father Loy.
Okay. DC 25.
He is, in fact, dazed by your electronic display. You can hear the kitten purring in your ear.
Yeah. Great. Now I'm going to have whatever the hell the name of my imaginary friend is and a cat in my head.
Damn right. Okay, Father Lloyd's going to return the favor by getting an 18 hit you.
Hi, Perry.
You suck.
Speaking of having voices in your head, the Avengers Manual has this lady who has voices in her head, and they become duplicates.
At this point, the kid reaches up, grabs one of the pipes in the ceiling, and just kind of tries to dump all the water on you. Mm. Unfortunately, kind of misses, and now there's just like water spewing all over the room. Man. Now it's open. Okay. Now you need to figure out how to change it over to English without being able to read it.
Okay. So I click the start button, though, because everybody can recognize that. And then I know there's the two sides of the start menu, so I'm on this side. And...
Is it four, or is it five,
or is it one?
It pops up an error message.
I just clicked one of the menu. That was a three.
Now you're not relying on your own speed, you're waiting on the processor speed, which you're like...
Okay, first.
You do realize you can go probably get the other laptops while this one's loading?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Or you could call one of the people who speaks Chinese.
Well, you guys are occupied.
You need someone who reads Chinese, right? Not speak it.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you're busy.
We both took that advantage.
I will hop up on the counter so that the water's... I'm not in it.
There's electricity going through it right now.
And then I will attempt to kick the boy's head to where he is in the flow of water.
Kick it. Kick it good.
Yeah, he crit again.
Once more.
He rolled another 18 on him. And that hurt him a lot.
Let's see, that's...
From a 31.
That's 11. Okay, you kick his head off.
Oh!
That wrong...
Wrong one.
You killed Susie.
You kicked his head off and she died.
Huh.
The robot.
Yep.
Now we go to...
Susie.
Jeez, damn, sir. No, wait, 21 hits you.
Yes, it does.
So she kicks you in the shin and runs off again.
That's a 19.
You take a bruise as she kicks you in the shin again. Only your shins are bruised.
It's like fighting a dwarf.
Oh, God, this hurts so bad to walk right now. Okay.
Imagine a speedster with shit.
At this point, she goes ahead and stomps down on your arm that's holding her, and that's a 19 to hit you. Kick, 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 kick.
How the tables have turned from our normal fights.
Oh, well. Now we go to 19, Jessica.
I wonder when the drunkards are going to show up.
Never.
That is good. Yeah, I do more damage punching her than I do.
We see the store across the street blow up.
It's because you can't power attack while just applying your strength damage.
Well, even without power attack. Because it's a DC 20, right? Just double your strength?
It's DC 15 plus your strength for fire. It's just like a punch.
Oh, okay. Alright, never mind.
Okay, so that's... takes another bruise. You're crushing her. Crushing that leg.
25.
Yep, you hit it. Plus 10 for him, so that's a 24.
So he takes a bruise.
Yep. Now we go to him.
He throws some herbal remedies at you. You don't feel them.
Because they catch fire when they get close to me.
Yeah. And his head is now rolling around in the water, and his body collapses, convulsing, bleeding everywhere.
Man. I go back down and see if there's anything else to find.
Yes, there are in fact three other offices with laptops.
Oh.
Grab them all.
I multi-attack the laptops and grab them all.
Okay, now give me an attack roll. Please let me know when you roll once. Or actually, do anything.
I crit on that last laptop. I equipped it so fast.
That you die.
Okay. And then I sit here. And okay. I line them all up around me.
Start them all up.
Yep.
All right. I've got about the same ladder. Ryan, you're up.
Oh, they're at the stairs you said last time.
I will hold for the little girl.
Okay. She runs to kick you up. Yeah, that's a 35.
I got like a 40.
Okay, then attack the little girl. She's 6.
Oh, he crit on her. How many crits have you had?
Like 4 now.
It's a 31.
You improved crit.
Yep.
I think that's a break her face. You.
Doesn't she have a villain point?
No, only the mother and father. Because this is supposed to be. This is not the main fight of the night.
Right. Well, I crunched the children, I guess.
You are good at destroying. You're good at killing children.
Yeah.
Good
destroying
job.
Children's you lives.
Thanks, son of a bitch.
You sick, sick son of a bitch.
Okay. She no longer has a turn. The mother. God, she doesn't even hit you this time. At this point, she's just spinning around trying to get you off of her. The samurai come running up.
They swarm.
Swarmy samurai. Well,
they're able to actually flip and kick and round now that they can actually get into the goddamn fight. 3 swings at Ryan. 24...
Yes.
21.
Yes.
Okay. Your 2 DC 21s. And he dies to the samurai.
Plus 8. So
11.
You. 11.
11.
You are dazed.
Yes.
And then another one.
Plus 10.
24.
Yes. 23. I have one at Jessica, which is a 20. It's strength 6. Your impervious is
6.
And 2 swings at Alec. Neither one connects. Now we go to Jeff.
These are Sammy's?
Yep.
So they're regen.
Yes. So you can brutalize the horrible husks of humanity.
Oh, Lord. I hate those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You take them down, he nullifies them.
Well, he's still dealing with Grandpa, so I will go ahead and attempt to hack into the one in front of Ryan, try and remove the regeneration.
Okay.
That is a 21.
His regeneration shuts off. Alec.
If I extra effort and apply the area effect to my, nullify. Do I shut down her whole suit, or do I just select a specific
system?
System. Okay.
In addition, it's actually at a slightly lower rank.
You're right, because I basically just if
you're buying an alternate power, is all you're doing.
Yeah. So let's see. Broad nullification at a range is 3 points per rank, right? Or 4.
4.
4. I'm not sure I have 10 points in that, then.
Because you don't need range.
Oh.
It's changing into area. It doesn't change the points.
Ah. Okay. So it's exactly the same? Instead of being ranged, it's just if I center it on myself?
Yes.
Okay. So it's exactly the same damage rank, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Then I will do that. You're fine.
24.
DC 20.
Her gun shuts off.
What's the range? 60 foot burst, right? Or is 30. Let's say you're in this way. So.
It can't pass through 15. Stone walls.
Oh, it can't. Okay. Well, is it stone? It is a house.
Okay. Can it pass through the walls?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes, the laptops are likely being nullified too.
Oh, sweet. That's fantastic. I didn't even realize that.
That one's okay.
This was a nice Depends on their will save.
They could have minuses.
Alright. So, as you were sitting there, ha! You're like, older screen shuts off.
Keep in mind, it doesn't.
Two coins at it.
Keep in mind, it doesn't necessarily fry laptops; it just shuts them down.
Yeah, just turns them off.
Yes, we'll see what a large EMP burst does to a computer. Father Lloyd.
The computer's regeneration shut off.
How many of my?
Yes.
How many of the people did I actually get?
As far as you can tell, his cannon shut off. Her cannon shut off. And the two Ra's al Ghuls shut off, and the samurai.
And my gauntlets.
Sorry, Ryan. My bad.
What's the DC?
20.
Okay, my comm link stays up.
Mine's fine.
All right. So it's now Father Loy's turn. He is effectively checking. It's like a little bit of fire as he's trying to get it restarted. Top of the round.
I gather up the laptops and I go drop them off in our base.
Give me an attack roll since you're gathering all four.
Really?
Yes.
What is the DC?
I don't know. Roll the dice and I'll
see. It's a 13.
Roll the dice and I'll see how I'm feeling. Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have a plus 11.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right.
Even if you crush the laptop casing, we can likely salvage the hard drive.
Yeah.
I still have a DC 18 without my gauntlets.
You also get a will save.
Does that just mean I don't hit it or I don't grab it in time?
Yeah, if it effectively really you don't really grab it, but on a 1 you damage the laptop. If you're grabbing it in a hasty manner, that's what I have in here.
Okay.
On a 1.
Well, I drop them off the base.
Okay, so basically what it is you pick them up and you drop one of them really hard.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there, drop. Because you're throwing it down at 64,000 miles an hour.
125,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. 125,000. All right, Ryan.
All right. Well, in that case, I will pull out a random stick that is obviously sitting right here, like one of those little sticks where they have the hook on the end that's
to grab stuff off
the top shelf or whatever, and I will use that as a weapon.
Could you roll 3d6? See how well stocked this is.
See how much the prop midget likes you today.
664.
Oh God, yes.
Right. It's made of iron, actually.
Or steel.
It's in fact a steel reinforcement.
And
for the extra heavy Gen 6.
You just find a steel bow staff sitting in the back and they're sitting next to you.
That's a 22.
22 will hit one of the samurai.
Yeah, it's a DC 18 or.
He laughs at you.
19, maybe?
He still laughs at you.
Okay.
Because that's a 19.
Okay.
How much damage does a steel stick add?
Plus one.
Plus one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so a goddamn 19? Stick.
That'd be 19 then, yes.
Yeah, it's a goddamn stick. All right, and then at the bottom of your turn, you can make a will save.
DC 20.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Your system kicks back on.
Ah!
Now, the mother, her... Blast has not kicked it back online. A 19 to hit you? Okay. She kicks you in the shoulder.
I'm the easiest person to hit in this group, huh?
She kicks you in the shoulder.
You think I might actually do something? It's only a 21.
She, in fact, actually finally dazes you. She finally kicks you in the shoulder. Gah! 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 And she's been kicking you for the past several times. Your head is reinforced, but apparently not your shoulders. At the bottom of her turn, her blast doesn't reactivate. 1, 2, 3 on Ryan. Nope, nothing. This guy runs over here.
Squeezes in.
What?
Actually, that one of those guys attacks and then moves back is how it's going to work.
Okay.
So the guy who... One hit, Alec.
22.
It's a 19 on my toughness.
He's fine.
Okay.
I got a 22 on mine.
Yeah, you're fine. Good AC 21. So they're busy running around, trading in, out, swinging, swiping. Again, the Rosh Hall rules. One of them recovers. The Samurai fails to recover. Okay. Now we go to Jessica. You'll be back.
And I will murder. No.
Yes, murder them all.
Murder.
I will go ahead and release her.
Okay.
And spend the one action I have to just punch her.
Okay.
That hits.
You punch her again.
Oh.
That.
A second stagger.
12, that takes her up.
Nice. Oop. Father Lloyd is all that's left.
And regenerators.
Regenerators.
My minions!
One of them doesn't. Yeah, one of them
doesn't. Two of them, actually. One
that Rosh Al Ghul and that Samurai.
Ah.
Alec.
Cone. One. Two. Really? I got the one guy with regeneration.
Miniature that I grabbed.
Something's going right for him.
My, your tears, power my abilities. Alright, he actually connects if you're getting a 21 to hit you. Does he actually have impervious? Yeah. Impervious 6, that means he ignores a strength 3 hit. Did you up your
No, because it's 4 points per rank.
Yes!
Actually, I think it's more than that.
No, it's 4 plus 4.
Alright, well, I got a 22 on my toughness.
You take a bruise as he punches you in the face.
No.
You.
I come back, and I punch the first person in the doorway. Close the door. The samurai.
Because remember, robots aren't people.
13.
Ha!
I'm back! Oh!
Right.
That was eventful.
Cut the laptops!
No.
Both of them. In most pieces.
Yes.
And maybe potentially not fried electronics.
I spray water all over the room. All over all the robots.
That tangles.
Yay,
that guy!
Because effectively, the water's been pumping into the area for some time, so there's a little bit of water on the floor. Since you're spraying it on everybody, that means you're creating an electric current which will bounce off of his ass and just electrocute everyone.
That was the idea.
You need to give me a tough to say.
Okay.
And you didn't say you ran off.
No, I didn't.
You need to give me a tough to say.
By the way, the samurai's dead.
Good.
He was nullified.
That's fine.
22. What was the DC?
18. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're basically activating my reaction aura on a turn other than my own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Right. The samurai. He fails to cut you with his sword. Jessica.
Whoops. 24.
Hits.
Okay.
And this is punching Father Loy.
I can't reach the Father Loy.
The samurai's right here.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Whack, thunk. You've got him like a ragdoll in your arm if you want him.
Depends if he keeps moving.
Alec. of course he's twitching, but...
Nope, miss.
Because you suck.
Him.
Thanks.
Nope. He also sucks.
Do I?
God, come on.
You run on top of the ceiling and 25. Punch him.
You hit it.
How much?
4.
Dang it. It's a 26.
I bet it is, because it's a 23.
As Studo and Space Kid Trace, you're literally on the ceiling punching down.
No!
Right.
The water.
You are fatigued at this point. You're just tired.
All that
and you're
water.
Also drenched and you're cold.
Yeah.
And
you're slightly numb due to electrical shocks.
Let's finish this up. I'm getting tired, guys.
Jessica.
You winded old man.
Yes. Can we go now?
Tapioca.
I guess I can move it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The problem is Heroclix are slightly large for a battle map.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll just read.
You inform him that there's in fact a sale on tapioca. Alec.
25.
You don't care about tapioca. It's a 22.
Failure by 3.
He takes another boo-boo.
He can take someone down.
Punches Alec and... Nope. Nope. No, he doesn't. Nope.
17
hits. Nope,
nope,
no, it doesn't.
Ryan.
Oh my god.
Jessica.
16.
No. This guy is crazy. Nope.
Alec.
Come on.
Nope. Natural one.
You're cold and wet too. You're electrified.
So
the thing is your suit is now like skin tight. It's really awkward. Like when you get out of the pool.
I'm actually, since I was already fatigued, I'm now exhausted.
You're really tired.
With multiplicity.
Oh my God. I'm gonna extra effort and get a 30. How much does that hit him by?
9.
Okay, so it's a DC 28.
It's a 6 plus 4 or 7. It's a 13 from a 28 Hughes dagger.
He's just like, no, no!
Was it the already staggered?
No.
No, crit.
You punch through
his chest. Natural one.
Yeah, I rip out the pipe and smash him over.
Everyone in the room needs to give me a dodge check.
Look at you!
Yep,
I
go back outside.
20.
Exhausted puts a -2 on this for me, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
-3.
25.
You're only fatigued. You're at -1.
-1?
Yes, -1 to your speed rank is what fatigue does.
Yeah. Oh. So 20.
Okay.
27.
Hey, you failed. You will be taking half. Give me a toughness save, DC 21. And you give me a save, DC 27.
I take a boo-boo.
That's a 5. Is that 5 or 15?
That's a 5.
Oh. Plus 6.
7.
12.
Okay, so a 12 from a 27 is 15. You are merely staggered. As you're all blown back from the building.
I already took it off.
Oh, except for me.
Except for you, who stands there and gives no shits. the people who failed, give me a fortitude check.
Oh, yay. Poison explosion. 22.
No, herbal remedy explosion.
Exactly.
16.
Alright. So, you guys, as he explodes and shoots shrapnel out every direction, are for the most part kind of okay. I mean, your suit registers several impacts, but you don't care. At this point, you know, the building has exploded. Water gouts are shooting everywhere. You're okay. You don't feel so good. As you see the silvery liquid kind of coming out of the fragmentation wounds that have penetrated your body.
Mercury.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, you should probably go to the hospital. Do we hear a dinosaur coming down the street at this point?
At this point, you see Molten Core riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex and Mercenary riding a pterodactyl.
Let me guess, they don't have control of the animals?
The pterodactyl is, for the most part, flying semi-straight. The Tyrannosaurus Rex actually seems to be hopping.
Like a bunny.
Yes.
You get to the hospital. Actually, you get him to the hospital.
Give me another fortitude save.
Okay.
Not you.
21.
Because I don't trust him to not pass out while driving.
You zip him to the hospital.
I have autopilot.
At which point you can, at this point, see, you know, Dr. Kong taking off his smocks and whatnot. And grabbing new ones. Washing his hands. Changing aprons. Putting it back on. Putting it on. Okay.
I think it's Mercury, Doc.
I don't know, it looks like it.
It's something more than Mercury.
Oh.
But Mercury's the base.
Ah, lovely.
Yay, robot eyes that can break down. Yay, Batman eyes, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Detective vision.
So
all the time.
He begins removing the
jammer in the area.
After. Yes. Sticks with anesthesia and then switches out his arm again.
Alright, I'm
going. You want to take a ride on my pterodactyl, baby?
Oh no, he has a cooler ride.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't get the hopping though. Did he break his foot? Are they like cyborg dinosaurs?
No, they're just normal dinosaurs.
They don't have guns for arms.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm going to test the theory. I throw a stick. Yep. Hormones.
By the way, officer, shouldn't you give them a ticket for drunk driving?
There's no such thing as drunk riding.
You're not here.
I'm at the hospital.
And with that, I'm going to go get some...
It's the fact that you're cold, you're wet.
I go home, change out of this, and get some...
Although normally cold makes you wake up in shock, but I'm just using exhausted as the
representative. By the way, my T-Rex is better. He has a cyber arm and a laser.
We can't all have those. I just found these walking around the park.
Yeah, why were they in the... Whatever.
They were hiding in the trees.
Right.
Right. Be responsible, drop them off at this location. Dino Island. There's two T-Rexes. I wonder if there's a female and a male.
Nature will find a way. Actually, it's because they used frog DNA as the base for the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at this point, you guys. So. Yeah, he's at the hospital. You're there with him. You see him removing fragments of an old guy.
They're at the base in the where
you
Johnny
see three laptops and one mound of stuff.
There's only three. To come in here, playlist.
I see a hard drive right there.
Don't touch it.
I'm not. I'm going to bed. After I take off my clothes and... By the way, how's the putting down the prison riot going?
It's only been maybe a few minutes. They might be arriving now.
I feel like I should...
By the way, don't fall asleep yet. He got a warm, cozy blanket and just... I'll open them up, see how bad they are.
Well, for the most part, they took some electrical damage. It's going to take some time to figure out how bad they are. One of them is shot. It's like since he was dropping them in a rush, picking them up and dropping them off in a rush, he unfortunately dropped one of them at normal pin speeds. Which back up more built to
so take. Basically it is just fragments at this point.
Yes.
One laptop rolled a 19 on its electrical EMP resistance, so maybe one of them. Watch it be the one that I smashed.
It was.
Ew.
I was associating each of them with a specific colored dice.
Oh. We'll just have to see what Jessica can pull from them and hope for the best. We can't really do anything else at this point. Granted, if Andre doesn't give us any info, we're back to square one, so...
Yes.
Which means we get to prolong the Mr. Dragon arc even longer.
Well, can't you just take 10 on technology?
Yes.
Okay.
But they always seem to be higher DCs.
Mm-hmm. Not a DC 25.
Okay. Even with the minuses for not being able to speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that will be a problem for you, man.
As I'm like,
wake up! One has the password.
Okay. What?
I need you to read.
It says password.
Okay, I see that. Mm-hmm. What do the letters mean?
They're not letters.
Well, that's the. Blah blah sound. That's the blah blah sound. When you combine these two, it means house.
But if you combine this with this, it's penis.
Look, I
go get some coffee.
Hey Tim, can you bring some coffee downstairs?
Sure.
Thanks. I'm still exhausted. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm telling you.
You're pretty much, your brain is pretty much shot.
There's a reason.
You're translating over her shoulder while attempting to hack it. It's going to get weird and wacky.
Yeah, but, so basically, let me see if I can assist. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I add plus five.
He's still effectively under, and Dr. Kong will come out and go, well, that was certainly specifically engineered.
What was that?
The fragmentations. It was some sort of modification on a mercury-based poison.
Oh.
Some of it is in his bloodstream. It'll take some time for us to be able to figure out how much. Mm-hmm. Well, no. See how much the current amount is going to affect him. I have the exact numbers, but we'll see how much of his body can withstand, since he is a bit of a oddball.
Yeah.
In terms of genetics right now. See how much of it is absorbed. We've gotten out as much as possible, but it was specifically engineered to affect you too.
Us too?
Yes. It apparently has got some sort of correlation to it, the energy signature that you two emit.
Oh.
As though the person who designed this specifically knew who he was targeting.
20-odd sessions of observation.
And since it is Mercury, there will be some effects to your father's mental capacities.
Long term?
Possibly. He had Mercury injected directly into his bloodstreams.
Oh.
Which, for almost anyone else, is lethal.
There's also some garlic, wolfsbane.
Yeah.
In addition, Mercury does affect the... Have you ever heard of a Mad Hatter? It's because they used mercury.
Oh.
He might very well become a little unhinged.
More so than normal.
Damn it.
You'll develop another personality, Ryan.
In addition, it seems to be inhibiting his natural abilities. I use the words naturally liberally.
Okay, I was going to say, his athletics?
Your father's not much of an athlete.
Right, you just touched a cat.
All right.
Well,
he had a cat there, so maybe it was it.
I guess is there a way we can figure out how to make an anti-toxin?
I'm in the process in my secondary brain.
Samurai.
Oh,
In a room full of guys.
It's useful.
What are you talking about? Penises.
Thank you, Doctor.
I need to go see to my other 4 or 5 patients in also in critical condition.
Yeah.
He's in the healing stage. Kind of.
Okay. So I get a 30 with then plus or minus 6.
Okay. For the most part, these seem to have actually been shielded against EMP specifically. The one that was dropped on the ground, the hard drive was unfortunately going at 125,000 miles an hour. No hard drive is built to sustain that. The hard drive, no.
What if it's solid state?
It's crumbled.
It's now flat state.
Well, come on. I mean, with
it's
how
now
much
all state.
Well, now, with how much those cost and how much people tout them, you'd think they'd be able to survive something as little as some high speeds.
Yeah, only 125,000 miles.
Right, they'll cover that wreckage, right?
The three that you're currently working on, you've effectively kind of gotten into the coding part of it and started dealing with that, which is less about individual words and letters and more about strings and codes.
So I can tell you what the strings, the variables are named, but I have no idea what else is going on
yes,
right
and
now.
As soon as you get the variable name, you can figure out what you're supposed to do with it.
Okay.
Once you actually get into the system, you find that one of the ones that you managed to survive is, in fact, the one you need.
Okay.
Thank God.
The other two actually seem to be detailing... one is detailing the backup programming for the Loy family protocols.
Well, that's could have been useful earlier.
Yeah. It was in there.
Yeah.
And then the third one is actually just a long, ridiculously long list of names. The individual who probably uses this knows exactly what these are for,
mm-hmm.
but it's merely a list of names. These appear to be American-esque names, as they're, of course, a hodgepodge of a billion different languages, as
names
American
are.
Names.
Are any of our names on there?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Well.
But it is a collection of approximately 21,000 names.
Probably just some police checking.
18 knowledge current events. I'm just kind of quickly skimming some of the names.
None of them are... You don't see, like... President Obama. You don't see JFK. You don't see...
I knew it! Mr. Dragon was behind JFK's murder!
So, like
you
Johnny
do see...
Viper or something?
No, you don't... Well, quickly scanning, looking for Johnny Viper's one
out
of
21,000. I think we should keep...
No,
is it alphabetized?
What's nice is there's this nice search
yes.
key. You type in Johnny Viper.
Yeah. Control F.
Alright, there it is.
It's a collection of 21,000 names.
I think we should keep this just in case, and now that we have this, can I go lie down?
Yes, you may
Thank
not
you.
Lie down. Mind you, you won't fall back asleep because you just drank things like coffee. Really?
In which I need to take a break.
Alright, I'm sorry I have failed you. I am too tired to continue.
Good Don't night. Worry, we will racially dismember him for his failure.
I apologize, Internet. You may mock me now.
And now, the bonus round.
Okay, it's a podcast,
uh-huh.
but it's all about gaming,
yeah.
you know, all kinds of stuff. Card games, video games, board games, miniatures, RPGs.
Hmm.
Oh, and actual play recordings.
Right.
Recordings of games like Deadlands, Mutants and Masterminds, Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I know this.
Hit me.
Gamer's Haven.
Woo! Congratulations! You've won a lifetime supply of gaming sustenance from the Gamer's Haven. From reviews to interviews to actual play, the gamer in you will never go without GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.
Hey, this is Walter Jones.